Good morning, good morning. Welcome back to an episode of Coffee Klipa. This one is about lessons I learned on the elliptical when I was like, I don't know, 18 years old. So topic conversation is about goal setting. So when I was pretty young, I started working out at a traditional health club. And at the time, I wanted to be looking for a job. So I started working on the weekends, selling drinks, doing stuff like that. Well, when I graduated from high school, I ended up working there full-time in a sales role. At the time, I knew I wanted to own a gym. I knew at a really young age I wanted to own a gym. And so the owner of the gym and I would get together, you know, probably once, sometimes twice a week, and we would ride the elliptical at night for like 30 minutes, 45 minutes. We'd ride elliptical, then we would do some type of workout, and boom. And looking back on those times, it was so impactful on my life because I would go to school, go to work, learn from him, rinse and repeat. And I did that for years. And one of the key things he taught me, there was two big lessons, but I want to talk about one of them right now, which is this idea about long-term goals. And for him, his long-term goal was to be able to go to any of his kids' sporting games anytime he wanted and also bring the family with him. That's what success was. So you sit there and you think to yourself, wait, that's what success is? Not some baller mansion, not a Lamborghini. It's to be able to go to any of your kids' games anytime you want and bring your entire family. So when you think about that, and now we consolidate down, now that I'm a little bit older and my children are playing all kinds of sports, it really hits home for me. So what it means to me, and in his particular case, his children ended up playing in college. But imagine this. Imagine if you have a job where you're so good, you've created such independence, whether you're owner or really good at your particular role, that you could take time off to go to every single game at 3 p.m., at 5 p.m., that you could travel to go somewhere on the weekends because you have the financial independence to be able to go book a hotel, to be able to go pay for the travel, but not just for yourself, for your entire family. And then take that a step further, and now your kids go play college sports. You don't only have to travel an hour or two driving, you now have to fly across the country. And do you have the financial means to fly yourself and your entire family to go watch your children play sports throughout their college career? And when I think back on that day and when he told me this, at the time, I didn't really get it. But now here I am, you know, years later. And that to me is success. What success is to me is to build up our business so big that I have a qualified team that could take care of things while I'm gone, that I build a financial hedge so I could spend the money on things that I really care about. I could take off at 3 p.m. I could take off at 12 p.m. I could travel across country. I could bring the whole family and we could do it right. That's success. And man, when he told me that, again, at the time I didn't get it, but now here I am. And dude, it just fires me up. Like that's what fills me up right now. It's like, I'm going to all my kids' sporting events and it feels good to be able to do that. I want to keep being able to do that. I want to keep being able to support maybe as an assistant coach. And I want to be able to show up to games. Hopefully, if the kids go play college sports, I want to show up there too. And I want the whole family to be rolling deep and I want to take care of, I want to be able to provide all of that for all of those people. So keep training hard in the gym, but make sure you're also getting after it outside the gym so you can go ahead and build a financial hedge to be able to go do these same things that I'm talking about. Provide, protect, and keep training. Let's go.